And joining us from the National Weather Service in Duluth is Mike Stewart. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Good frigid morning, I might add.
Very frigid.
Now, you found that this kind of cold weather isn't all that unusual. Is that what you were telling me earlier?
It's not really all that unusual. We've been doing some going through the stats and ranking mm-hmm. them and seeing what, ever since the big storm back in early December, you know, we have been very cold. So we've gone through and, okay, what is the ranking of this stretch of about a month compared to the last 140 years since 1870 here in Duluth? And we found it only ranks about the 50th coldest. It's like 51.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed the other ones.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad I missed the other ones too.
Yeah.
But in this case here, we've had cold temperatures. We've hit minus 20 before. It happens. But we don't get these long stretches where we've been constantly below zero like we have been. So we've been kind of spoiled the last few years.
Yeah, I guess.
And this is it looks like the coldest in about 20, it's like 18 years, 1996, when we hit minus 60 over in Tower and in Barris and those areas. And so... It's, if you go by the stats, it's not that unusual, but if you go for us personally, it's brutally cold, and we can do without it.
Well, how long are we going to have to cope?
There's actually light at the end of the tunnel, and it's warm air. We're going to be cold for the next couple more days tonight. Again, we're looking at temperatures in minus 25 to minus 30, 35 far inland, wind chills minus 45 to minus 55. We have a wind chill warning out until noon tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But we finally start warm up. We'll get above zero on Wednesday. And by Friday, Sunday, we'll see temperatures in the mid-20s on Friday. And Saturday, Sunday, temperatures in the upper 20s.
Hey, so, that sounds good.
And then lows at night, actually in the low to mid-teens. So... above zero, not below zero, which we've been having. So we just got to get through about the next 2 days, and then it'll start warming up.
Well, I read earlier this morning that what we are experiencing is a polar vortex. Can you put that in simple terms?
Well, basically with polar vortex, what they're calling this is because it's bringing down the air from the polar regions of the Arctic and Siberia is where we're tapping into. Right now in Siberia, it's about minus 50 Fahrenheit over in that area. Yes. So it's positively warm here with minus 25. And so what it's doing is bringing down, it's a big rotating air, and it's bringing down northerly flow of this very, very cold air. And usually what happens, as said, it only taps into it for about 3-4 days, and then we get cold, warm again, back up in the teens and 20s. In this case here, we've had a constantly northerly flow of very cold air, getting air from northern Canada and the Arctic. And it's just constantly stayed cold here. So we're finally going to break out of it. We're going to have more of a west-east flow instead of a north-to-south flow. So that's actually going to moderate the temperatures.
Well, that's probably pretty good news for folks that would really like to get out and recreate in this kind of weather.
Yes.
So we will talk with you or someone from your office this time next week and see, A, are we warmer, and then what lies ahead of us through the rest of January. Thanks for speaking with us, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike Stewart is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth.